Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Offside Football. The week review is back, season two, and obviously I'm joined by my co-host for this show, Sergio. How are you doing, mate?
I'm doing amazing. I am absolutely a bit disappointed with the Netherlands and the weather. After being in Spain for so long and being in the sunny Spain, good food and everything. But yeah, it's been a good summer, especially after Spain making it to the semis. Very proud of the boys losing to a Sicilian penalty, so I'm proud of them. How's your summer been, Yop?
My summer wasn't too bad, apart from the fact that obviously Holland got knocked out by the Czech Republic, which obviously didn't do us any favours. Apart from that, it got us our manager sacked, which was kind of good. And we obviously signed Louis Fajal. He's a bit of a nutter, but we'll take it. Yeah, so we're back with the week review. So, like I said, season two. We're going to change it up a little bit from last season's one, where, you know, we would look at like league and pick out like three or two, however many games we thought were interesting to talk about. But this year, we're just going to scrap that whole idea. We're just going to talk about the Premier League, La Liga, and then probably the Eredivisie, depending on how well, how interesting that gets. That's just because we live in the Netherlands and, you know, we want to reach out to that audience as well. And then towards the end of the episode, we'll talk about our fantasy football as well and how that's going. So if you want to join that, then link in the description or on our Instagram. I don't know. But yeah, do check out that as well. Let's start off with the Premier League. Let's start off with the question for you, Sergio. Who has been the most surprising in the last two games? Obviously, because there's only been two games, but who's been the most surprising so far?
In my opinion, Brighton seemed very surprising. They haven't won two out of two games against weaker sides, you could say, the likes of Watford and Burnley. However, some of their players, like Bissouma, the 24-year-old from Mali, has been very good for Brighton. Got an assist last game. And I've heard he's been playing amazing in the last few games to them.
I don't blame you not watching Brighton against, was it Watford and who else? Burnley. Was it? Yeah.
Burnley, yeah.
So I don't blame you. I don't think I would have watched that. But Bissouma has been good. He was good, I think, last season as well, towards the end of it. And Mopay has actually been very good as well, because obviously Brighton fans were obviously talking about how their expected goals are so good. But, you know, you need a striker to, you know, actually turn those numbers into facts, if that makes sense. And he's been doing that so far. He's been contributing to two goals, I think, in both games. I don't think he got an assist, did he? Nope. Brighton have been good, just like I think West Ham have been good as well. 6 points, battering.
I think they've been excellent.
Battering excellent. Leicester City. Excelente.
10-man Leicester, however.
Yeah, but there was a red card, by the way. I don't know if you saw, but a dirty, dirty foul from, who was it? Ayoze Perez,
I think.
Yeah. And they're top of the league with three goals conceded, eight goals for. They scored four goals. And Michael Antonio is currently top goal scorer as well. So they've also impressed
three goals, two assists for Antonio. And yep. Two goals, two assists for Benrahma as well, the ex-Brentford player.
Moving on to Brentford quickly. What are your opinions on their current form in the Premier League?
I think they've had a very good start, especially after not being in the Prem for so many years. I think it was 90 years being in first division. And they started off the season brilliantly with Sergi Canos scoring their first goal against Arsenal, winning 2-0. And Sergi Canos, he's a living legend for me and the people of my friend group in England, because he's just the meme for us. He's an amazing guy. I think he's a good player, very good player. And I was just happy to see the boys from the southwest of London really pull through against an Arsenal that really hasn't been that outstanding lately.
Dead team, Arsenal, man. Dead team. Fuck me. We'll make a transfer special probably towards the end of the transfer window. Arsenal's whole transfer thing is diabolical, in my opinion. But
it has to do a lot as well with the manager. In my opinion, Arteta doesn't, he's a good second manager, but he doesn't have the experience to be a first manager of such a big club, in my opinion.
I don't know. I mean, he's good. I think. I still think he would do well, like Manchester City. But obviously, that's. I think
I
Mike
think he'd
Rann would do
do well
well.
in like a Villarreal, I think. I
Good
think he'd do
evening.
well there, like Unai Emery. Good evening.
Good evening. But I think Watford also a shout for them. They obviously beat Aston Villa, who were very good last season on openings day away from home, and then lost. Two, who was it? Yeah, Brighton away from home. So that was a big shame, but you know, it's good that those teams are picking up points now. Norwich, on the other hand, have been unlucky to say the least. I think they started
Horrendous.
their season against,
Horrendous. They're horrendous.
I mean, they started against the two title favorites, Liverpool and Manchester City. So it's understandably that they're on 0 points. I think Newcastle also very disappointing. Losing to Aston Villa and West Ham.
I'd also say Leeds. Leeds haven't really been up to standard,
One point in two games.
my opinion. Yeah, they. I mean, they weren't the easiest matches, but I mean, United battered them in the derby, which must have been embarrassing, I guess. And a draw against Everton.
Yeah, Everton. I don't know about Everton, you know. I mean, they got they're up there, but.
Rafa Benitez.
Not sure if they're going to do that well this season. Now, obviously, Manchester City actually lost to Tottenham Hotspur, which was kind of funny, and then went on to beat Norwich
And then
5-0.
Tottenham Hotspur lost against the Portuguese side. I
Yeah.
don't even know their name. One
Bro,
nil.
I put money on that team. I would have made money. And no, Paco de Ferreira decided to beat Spurs, which was just like, oh, I hate Spurs, man. Anyways, they're also on 6 points, just like Liverpool, Chelsea are. Chelsea and Liverpool are the only teams
No, they're on
that
four. Oh no, they are on
they
six.
are on six,
My
and they've
bad.
also only
My
scored
bad. My
two
bad.
goals though. So if Harry Kane actually does leave, I fear for them, man. Like they need a backup. Like they need to get in a backup before Harry Kane leaves. A bit like,
I
you know.
think that, you see, I saw a lot of rumors about Adama Traore joining Spurs. If Adama Traore does join, I think him and Son can act as a tapping merchant perfectly fine. And if Dele Alli starts playing well again, because apparently, I mean, he did score the penalty against, who was it? Wolves, I think. Yeah,
Yeah,
Wolves.
rules.
I think he played very well. Yeah, he got a good rating on FootMob, which is where I look at most of my ratings. If he does turn up again like he did in that season a few years ago, I think Spurs could be good this season, in my opinion. I think they're gonna impress.
Yes. All right, before we move on then to La Liga, quick word. From me, we have been sponsored by our friends at Smooth White Balls. We sometimes seem to forget, so please, we're desperate. You know, shave your nuts and just go to Smooth White Balls and use our discount code. That'd be very much appreciated. Thank you very much. 15% off. Okay, then moving on to La Liga. Obviously, the league you watch probably the most because obviously it's your home. Was it home division? If that makes sense. Who has been?
Home country team, yeah.
Can you say that anyone has been surprising? Is there or surprisingly shit?
Surprisingly good or bad?
Yeah, it could be
I
either one, really. I mean, I don't know. I saw
mean,
that.
I'd
Yeah, go on.
like to point out a good match, a really good match that happened, and it was the Real Madrid Levante game. It was incredible game. I don't know if you watched it, but Madrid was winning 1-0. Levante pulled it back to 2-1. Then it was 2-2, then it was 3-2, and then the Levante player had an open goal. He went around Courtois, ET something minute shot, hit the post and missed.
Fernando Torres
Real
vibes.
Madrid scored in the next one, 3-all, and then I think Vinicius Junior booted the ball and started running after it in a counter attack. The Levante goalkeeper came out, got a red card. A defender had to go in goal for 10 minutes or something like that. It was incredible. It was incredible.
Didn't he just rugby tackle Vinicius Junior? He's or like he pulled
No,
him down.
Vinicius Junior shot from nearly halfway line, and the guy just fully stopped it like it was a normal shot, putting his arms out.
What a nutter. Well,
It's
respect.
amazing.
a payback from when obviously Real Madrid did the same thing with, well, not the same thing, but with Valverde one on one, and just decided to take out the Atletico player. So yeah, good that they have dropped points. No bias, however. Obviously, then Atletico. I don't know if you watched the match, but pretty. I don't know. I didn't see it.
It's still pretty average.
Didn't seem Korea. Very convincing.
Actually, I'd like to point out some good players. Some players have been playing well. From Sevilla, Eric Lamela, he's got 3 goals already. From Atleti, Correa has 3 goals. Vinicius has 3 goals. Benzema has 2 goals and a few assists. So it's good up front for the top teams in the league. However, some teams I'd say have been letting down or haven't been up to expectation are Villarreal, which are currently sitting at 15th after 2 draws, and Celta Vigo, sitting at 16th with 1 point. They're normally teams battling for the Europa League. I mean, Villarreal won the Europa League. They're going to be in the Champions League this season, and they just really haven't started the season off very well.
Yeah, I think I can agree. I think Villarreal should be definitely beating the likes of Granada and Espanyol, right? Espanyol. They've got promoted last season, didn't they? Or this season. So, yeah, they should definitely
also
be on those teams.
Mallorca, newly promoted 5th in the league. A bit like Brentford, one draw and one win.
Yeah, they're currently
Saying, I think they're doing pretty well.
But lots of draws, like from like the points difference is obviously not huge because it just started. So, but Villarreal all the way up to Levante, number 8, all have 2 points. So that's a big, that's funny. And they all have 0-0, 0-0, 1-1, 1-1, and 2-2, 2-2. And Levante, obviously, because they scored 3 times against Real Madrid. 3 times against Real Madrid. Got 4 goals against and 4 goals for, obviously. But I think also that, I mean, Levante is, to be fair, a difficult side to beat. I think last season as well, I think Levante beat and drew against Atletico. And I think they beat Barcelona as well at some stage in the season. So they're like the giant killers, isn't it? So they're obviously a good team to, get points away from those top teams. But like you said, Sevilla, haven't conceded yet. Eric Lamela, like you said, scoring goals. Good signing so far. Barcelona dropping points against Athletic Club de Bilbao, which is obviously understandable, I suppose, but beating Real Sociedad without Messi.
I actually watched that match between Barcelona and Athletic Club, and Barcelona got lucky to draw, in my opinion.
Big up Memphis.
Yeah, it was. I hate Memphis, man.
Big up Memphis. The new Messi.
I saw a picture of him the other day when he was like 7 years old, and he already had like diamond earrings at 7 years old. Yeah. 8 years old. And I was like, what is this kid on, man?
Well, money. I think he's in the rap game as well, so he's all about the money. Not that he can rap, but he's in the rap game. And he's a bit of a schmuck.
He's been playing well for Barcelona.
Yeah.
He's been playing well, though.
I think he can be very good for Barcelona. Even though I don't really like him, I think he can be very good for Barcelona. And then obviously Real Madrid, we spoke about. And then Atletico obviously beat Elche and Celta de Vigo. Narrow wins.
Not Elche.
Yes, it was.
It was Elche.
And Celta de Vigo. Both narrow wins, 2-1 and 1-0 at home. I think fans are allowed back in the stadium, aren't they, in Spain?
Yeah, only 40% capacity there. Unlike the Prem, and I'm pretty sure the Netherlands also have more fans.
Yeah, the Netherlands is 2/3 of the capacity of the stadium is allowed to be filled up. And then England, I think, is everything. Is 100%. But obviously, prior to your game against Celta de Vigo, you played a good team in Holland, which was Feyenoord. And obviously, Feyenoord did manage to beat Atletico. So that does only mean one thing, that Atletico are now going to win the league. Agree?
I mean, I would just like to say that we were a 10-man Atletico after Tyler Malacia brutally took down Carrasco. And the goal in the last minute was offside anyway, so it's a dub in my books for Atletico Madrid.
Yep. Yeah, and then who do you think? Okay, let's quickly, because we didn't do a prediction thing. Top four in the Premier League quickly, but obviously we're cheating a little bit, but at the same time,
For the end of the
City.
season or for Christmas?
No, before like just predicting like the whole thing. So who do you think is going to be top four or
The
top
whole thing.
six? No, not the whole thing, but like the whole 38 games
Yeah, the
they
whole
play,
season.
the whole match days. Yeah,
Oof.
for La Liga and the Premier League quickly.
I
So
will go
in,
with the Prem first.
yeah.
In first place, I think Chelsea's going to win the league.
Interesting. Okay.
What are you saying?
I'm saying Manchester City still, despite their
I'm
loss
saying.
against Tottenham Hotspurs.
I'm saying either Chelsea or Man United, but I'm keeping Chelsea first, United second.
Oh, spicy. I'm going Chelsea second though, and United third. So we've got you got City in third, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then I'd say Liverpool third, actually.
So, wow, you're going City to finish fourth.
I'm going to see to finish fifth.
Fifth.
And I'm going to put Watford, not Watford, sorry, West Ham at fourth.
No way. You mad lad. You absolute mad lad. I mean, I went City, Chelsea, Manchester United, and Liverpool fourth, and then Leicester City fifth, and then Arsenal sixth. And I put Tottenham
I'd say
down
for
at
sixth.
ninth.
I'd say
So
Tottenham sixth.
Tottenham sixth and Arsenal ninth or something like that.
Yeah, also like 17th, maybe.
I mean, and then
Just about
okay.
scraping.
Who do you think are going to get relegated in the Premier League then?
I reckon it's going to be Norwich, definitely.
Yep.
Newcastle.
Yep. I can see that happening as well.
And I'm in between Watford or Southampton.
I went with Southampton purely because they haven't really added a new striker since Danny Ings moved to Aston Villa, and obviously Che Adams scored against Manchester United. But still, I think Watford is one of those teams that can just scrape it, just like Burnley and Crystal
Maybe even
Palace.
Burnley. Yeah, but I reckon Burnley.
Burnley
Don't
under Sean
think
Dyche,
they'll do
are
well
just
this
like a
year.
brick. You know, if you're trying like, that's just stuck. Like you can't pick it
I mean, they
up. You
have
can't do
lost two
anything with it.
games.
Yeah, but you know, they have this odd team that will just out of the nowhere just start winning like some games against like the Norwich, the Brentford, the
True, true.
Watfords, those kind of teams, or well, maybe not Brentford. But like they can do very well. I mean, they beat obviously Liverpool, I think. Was it last season or the season prior? No, it was last season.
I think it was last season.
Yeah, when they broke their what Liverpool's unbeaten run at home of like 6 years or whatever it was. Not maybe not 6 years, but you know what I mean. So yeah, I think Southampton, Newcastle, and Norwich to go down. I'll back Brentford and Watford, obviously to go and stay in the Premier League because I would like to see them stay up if that makes sense. And Southampton, big fan of Southampton, but I just don't think they're gonna do it. I hope they stay up, but I don't think they're gonna do it. Then the La Liga, who is your number one to number four?
You know, I don't want to have any personal bias personally, but however, I do think that Atletico are going to win the league, especially looking at Barcelona and Real Madrid's team this season. They just, I don't think they're that strong. I think Atletico are going to win the league personally. I think second is going to be Real Madrid. Sevilla is going to be third, and then fourth, Barcelona.
See, I think I'm gonna say again, I am a fan of Atletico Madrid, but I don't really know actually. It's a bit of a mess. Because I mean Suarez hasn't played as of right now, has he? Don't know what he's doing. Is he injured?
Got subbed on for a few minutes. No, it's because he
Oh.
didn't do preseason because of the Copa America, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well. When he's back in scoring goals, I think Atletico will win the league. I'm gonna go Sevilla second, and I'm gonna say Barca fourth and Real Madrid fifth because I don't think Real Madrid are that good. I think Memphis Depay, It's going to be
Who do
Barcelona's
you
main
think will be
man.
third then?
Barcelona. So Atletico first, Sevilla second, Barca third, and Real Madrid fourth.
Oh, I thought you said Real Madrid fifth.
Did I?
And then Barcelona fourth. Yeah, I think so you said.
I think I said that as well. But, you know, that's
Well,
not what I meant.
fifth and sixth.
Fifth and sixth, I think it's normally. I think Villarreal sixth. I'm going to back him. And I don't know, Valencia, or however you want to say it with the B sound, is a bit of an odd team. I don't know. I haven't really looked into them this much, like transfer wise.
They have a new manager. They have the ex-Hatafa
Oh,
manager.
yeah. So we're going to hope they get relegated. Because he's a fucking asshole and an annoying manager. So I'm going to say Real Sociedad to finish fifth. And I kind of hope they do well as well. And I think Isaac still playing there, or was it a loan deal?
No, he's still playing there.
Yeah, Isaac and Oyarzabal.
Oyarzabal.
And then they got also Baren Tiekthia. Don't know who he is, but he just had a funny name. So yeah, I'm going to say those two teams. What about you?
I think it's going to be Real Sociedad fifth and then Athletic Club at sixth.
Ooh.
Let me get Real seventh.
Real seventh. So they're going to miss out.
Or Betis.
They're going to get all Betis. Yeah, all Betis. All right, and who's going to get relegated then? Go on then.
I think relegated it's going to be Rayo Vallecano. I also think Getafe will go down since their manager left. And I think Elche might go down.
I'm going to say that Cadiz will finish 18th. All right. They're currently sitting ninth, but 2 points. So, and then I think Elche will also go down. And I think also Rayo Vallecano will go
also
down.
Also, I think that maybe Alaves or Osasuna might go down.
Osasuna. You got plenty of teams that could go out. I mean, Espanyol as they came back up. It was also one of those teams that could potentially go down. Anyways.
And just by looking at the tables and the comparison, you can really tell which football is more interesting between the La Liga and the Prem, because the Prem is just full of goals and the league is just all draws. It's so boring.
Yeah, so I think Saturday there was plenty of games. I mean, the Premier League this weekend was 2-0 Liverpool, 2-0 Aston Villa. Okay, so two away teams won, Tottenham and Chelsea, I was about to say. And then obviously Manchester City scoring a bunch of goals and West Ham. But yeah, you're right. I think, La Liga is a bit boring. And I think, going to ask you this. With Messi's departure, do you think that the whole, because obviously on the internet it was all about, what is it, becoming a farmers league? Do you think that's true, or do you think there's still plenty of stuff or plenty of things to look forward to this season in La Liga?
I think there's more than there was, because I personally think, like Barcelona was just playing for Messi, like Real Madrid was playing for Ronaldo. Yes, it was successful, but I didn't let any other players shine. I think now the shine will come to other players like Memphis or Benzema or things like that. And I think people just really, for example, exactly, they just really need to understand that La Liga is a top league.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think people just overlook it because it's just too uncultured and just focused on Messi.
Yep. Yeah, I think I can agree. But the reason why, by the way, I put Real Madrid at, was it fourth? Because their defense is just their defensive pairing
horrible.
Is
yeah.
Alaba and who?
Alaba's playing left back.
Militao?
Because Mendy is injured.
Oh, yeah.
Marcelo doesn't play. So it's Nacho and Militao.
Yeah, so it'll be Alaba and Militao probably because. Or Nacho. But yeah, pretty poor. And I mean, and again, they're really aging. Isco, Hazard, Casemiro, oh, and
I
Benzema is
think
also
I
very
personally think
old.
that Hazard and Bale are going to do well this season.
I hope Jovic does well this season. I really do hope he scores a few
He
goals,
won't
but
get too many minutes.
because he's not liked by
I
Carlo
think that
Ancelotti.
Bale is going to do well this season under Ancelotti.
Really?
And I think Hazard is also going to. I don't think he will get the most goal and assist contributions, but I think I reckon he'll play well.
Okay. Right. Well, let us know if you agree and disagree with that, like quick predictions. Moving on then to, I think the Eredivisie is kind of exciting. Personally, from a personal perspective. Now, obviously, the league is as of right now is Feyenoord sitting at first, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And then PSV second, Heerenveen on 6 points as well in third, and then Ajax fourth, and FC Utrecht fifth. All of that good stuff. And AZ depressingly at number 15. So I'm going to test your knowledge. Who do you think is going to be the
Jesus.
top four in the Eredivisie? Go on, let's have it. So yeah.
I reckon Feyenoord will win with Luis Sinisterra and Brian Linssen leading the lines. I reckon Ajax will be second. PSV will be third. Utrecht will be fourth. And then AZ will be fifth.
Right. Decent. Well, I don't actually think Feyenoord are going to win the league. Surprise, surprise. I think PSV will win the league. I think Feyenoord
No,
will
no, no.
finish
Final will win the league.
third, and I think Ajax will finish second. Now, I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. And I think Utrecht will finish, was it fourth? And Vitesse finish fifth. And I think AZ have got the part. Have
Vitesse will do well.
Vitesse weren't too bad. Lost to Willem II over the weekend. Kind of weird, odd that they lost to them. And I think,
Vitesse plays Ajax next game, actually. That'll be interesting.
really? Oh yeah, they do. And Feyenoord play Utrecht. And Heerenveen play AZ. So PSV play Groningen. Oh wow. Okay, so they all actually match up against semi-difficult teams, which is nice.
And AZ plays against Heerenveen.
Yeah. As they're desperately needing some points, though. 0 out of 2. Losing to RKC. And obviously, they didn't play this weekend. So,
Yeah,
because
how
they
come
had.
they didn't play and also Sittard, Fortuna Sittard?
The reason why they didn't play was because they asked for permission to focus on their return against Celtic for the Europa League. So they. And I think the KNVB, the Dutch FA, also asked Feyenoord, PSV, and yeah, those two, and Vitesse, pretty sure. But they were like, no, we don't want that. And I'm actually very surprised by PSV's style of play, to be fair. Like, I think they're doing very well. They're playing Benfica tonight, so hopefully they can win. It'll be very good.
I should watch the first leg of that game.
Yeah, and they were.
And it's a good game. But I think, what's his name? The big striker, big number there.
This is a Harvey.
No, the young guy. Maybe he was left wing. He had a
Gakpo.
strange name.
Madueke.
Yeah, him. Yeah, he's good, but he doesn't pass the ball too much.
He's a bit selfish.
Yeah. You could
Go.
say so.
PSV have hard, like, 3 games coming up. Groningen, AZ away, and then Feyenoord. That's interesting.
What the final have? Utrecht.
Well, they've got Elsberg this Thursday. Very, very good team. They obviously beat them 5-0. Utrecht, Heracles, and then PSV. So hopefully another 9 points. Hopefully another 9 points. Yeah, and then okay, so
We
okay.
hope.
That I think that's good. Moving on then to our fantasy football league. Now, Sergio, you are currently sitting which position?
Fifth, I'm pretty sure.
Yep, you are sitting
In
fifth.
fifth after a bad first match day.
And a good second one, to be fair. Second
A good
highest points.
second
And I had a
one.
dreadful week this week. Got the least points with 31.
Yeah. 31 points.
31 points, a dreadful 31 points. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join our thing, I think I might have said, or I haven't, I can't remember. Yeah, go follow our Instagram and it will be up on there. Now, talk us through your team quickly. Who do you have?
I think the big standouts are Mendy in goal, Trent, Wan-Bissaka, Shaw, Alonso. Midfield, I have Emiliano Buendia, who hasn't done anything yet, but I think he'll do well. This is for my next match day. Saïd Benrahma, Heung-min Son, Diogo Jota, and then Antonio and Lukaku. Also have Koufal, Harrison, Sanchez, and Obafemi. What about you, Job?
Well, I saw that you took out Zaha then from your midfield.
Yeah, took out Zaha.
Well, obviously, I'm about to shuffle things up, okay? Like, something went wrong this week. Bruno Fernandes was nowhere to be seen this week. Captained, only got me 2 points. Big shame. Then I obviously transferred in Lukaku from, obviously previously had Harry Kane, but figured he was not really going to play. And then goalkeeper, I've got that Brighton goalkeeper who's everybody got, so I went for it, I suppose. I got Sancho. Not many people do have Sancho. Maybe it's a mistake, maybe it's not. I don't know. We'll see, I suppose. I got Digne, who got me 0 points this week, but got two last week, so I might have to ship him out. But I've also got Buendia and Son, and then I've got Iheanacho and Lukaku up top. Now, Lukaku did well, scoring on his debut. Iheanacho came on, which was very sad because they already 4-1 down, and I thought, don't bring him on, because then Bissouma comes on, who had 8 points. So then I would have had 38 points instead of 31. Big shame that. So
is that how it works?
Yeah, so if your player is either injured or whatever, they sub on, yeah, that player. Because I had that last week with, Ayling came on, who had 6 points because Harry Kane didn't play. So that was nice. And then this week, next game week, I actually want to transfer some players. You know what I mean? Like, Buendia has to go. Cresswell has to go. And Ian Ashworth.
I think Buendia's going to do well. I think Buendia's staying on my Buendia thing.
But I think Benrahma and Antonio are on fire right now.
I mean, I think Buendia, he's been playing well these last few games. He just hasn't been.
True. And it would cost me 12 points, which I was thinking of doing because I was only on 31 points. So, I mean, wouldn't really damage us too much. But maybe just one transfer this week, which will most likely be Iheanacho for Antonio. Because like you said, I think I have little faith in my man, Buendia, because he was so good in the championship. But some players do struggle in the Premier League. But they play, was it Brentford?
I mean, he's regular starter. And by what I'm seeing, he did well last game against Newcastle. And the next game is against Brentford. So I hope he does well.
Well, obviously, to an extent, because you are a big Brentford fan.
I think it was 30 goal contributions last season.
Yeah, big numbers. Like, big numbers.
If a man can do that in the Championship, he'll at least bag 10 in the Prem.
Oh, let's hope so. Was a big replacement for Jack Grealish when he left. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sitting currently. How many points do you have currently?
I have 116, but 8 of them should be taken away from the transfers that I made.
How many transfers did you make?
I made 2 extra because I didn't have money for Antonio.
So, what is that, minus 8 points?
Yeah, minus 8 points. So I should be on 108, which still makes me draw up with.
Yeah, facts. And I'm at 7th place. Mr. Genius himself at 7th place with only 105 points. Now, top of the leaderboard actually is Ruben Holmes. So, shout out to Ruben.
We don't know who it is.
So, shout out to Ruben in it. Oi, 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 oi. He's actually got a really decent team. And he knows. He's got Tsimikas, the left back from Liverpool.
They saw Fernandes and Salah and Antonio and Benrahma and Danny Ings. This man has played this game before, most definitely.
He knows. He definitely knows. So, yeah, feel free to join us. Link on our Instagram, probably. And maybe even the code in the description of this podcast. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. Anything you want to say before we end the show, Sergio?
Thank you very much for listening, I guess, and I hope that this year goes well for every one of you guys and the teams that you support.
Yeah, so I hope Norwich, 40 Norwich fans, doesn't get relegated, but again, I can't really see that happening. Anyways, Arsenal fans, just quickly want to address this to you guys. Maybe it's better to start, you know, looking elsewhere for the time being. You know how players get loaned out? Maybe you should loan yourself out to another club for this season and maybe the next two seasons and after that. Because, yeah, you're shit. With that being said, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed and see you in the next one.